Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The hadith we discussed yesterday spoke of the significance and the virtues of fasting on the day of Arafah. We know that on the night of Qadr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha a specific dua that she should recite. When she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what should she recite in the night of Qadr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh Aisha, recite, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afwani," throughout the night. With regards to the day of Arafah, the best day of the year, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, "Khayru du'a, du'a yawmi Arafah." The best du'a that you can make throughout the year is the du'a that you make on the day of Arafah. The best du'a. So a lot of time must be spent in du'a. One is the fast that you will observe, one is du'a, and it coincides with the day of Jumu'ah, and the day of Jumu'ah is the day of du'a as well. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a special dhikr. In the same hadith, where the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best du'a is the du'a made on the day of Arafah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَخَيْرْ مَا قُلْتُ أَنَا وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ قَبْلِي. The best recital that you can utter, especially on the day of Arafah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best thing that I have recited and all the anbiya before me have recited is, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. Throughout the day, on the day of Arafah. In fact, this should be recited on a daily basis and more so on the day of Arafah. No, that is not a difference.